This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whatever the hell the name of that little crap is.
No, it's Baron.
Okay, whatever.
Baron. I would guess that...
Guards fire at Hill.
Cultural change is hard.
Going to be a new column on Belichick and the Red Sox and what each can learn from each other by Pierre Delecto.
Oh.
Coming up later. Then we're going to have a ranking of the top five places to safely take in riots, written by Ron Mexico.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Be safe, guys.
Be careful.
Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Phase 5 is called Balls Deep.
Balls.
Stage 6 is called Massive Depression.
Phase 2.
Stage 100 is Ken wins.
Stage 7.
The new normal.
Ken wins and he can't even have a party to celebrate.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Guy from Massachusetts who in Vermont is alleged to have thrown a large pickle at a Vermont highway worker.
How large was the pickle?
I mean, that's...
And what
yes,
kind?
Yes, five different
Trump?
Women.
The irony is it's one of the things that you get caught in, Greg, and eat at the same time.
Joined by...
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Brad Foe Show. Did you know I'm actually not allowed to say that in public too much for fear of getting too many people pregnant?
Ugh. What are Bradford's top five sandwiches?
Listen, let me tell you, I love things submarine style. Speaking of which, later on, top 7 submarine style relievers. 1, Kent Ticaldi. 2, Dan Quisenberry.
You're blocked.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
So I pick up WEEI.com this morning, and our buddy Ken Laird.
Ken.
Oh, look at Ken.
Where does Bill Belichick stand on Donald Trump now? So what the hell is Ken Laird saying here?
Suddenly, he's got a spine and he's got a backbone. He wants to yell and scream at everybody. It's like they've given Ken a voice and he's using it.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Let's cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
How large was the pickle?
Sounds like Foyer may think it was a mistake to give you a voice, Ken.
He may feel that way, but the numbers suggest otherwise at WEI.com.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of clicks.
Boom, yeah, clickbait.
A lot of
city.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, Belichick, Trump, boom.
Ken has left Hannibal in the dust. Danielle, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I know the coronavirus is nearing its finish because I heard you're coming back into the studio. Is that tomorrow or is that
Monday?
Monday,
allegedly.
How pissed are you that you have to actually come back? You can't sit at home till right in your bed before the show starts.
You know, that's the great part about this whole thing. But I'll I've always held this that it's just much easier to do the show in person. The dynamic is completely different, and it's just this has been nice, but I'm looking forward to getting back to some semblance of normalcy. I'm sure by Wednesday I'll regret that statement. However, I'm looking forward to seeing you jackasses.
Yeah, listen, I know a lie, and you are lying through your lying lie hole right now.
I'm really not.
Liar, really liar, not. Lady pants on fire.
So yeah, tomorrow we should have one more. In memory of the early days of the pandemic, we should have a towel Thursday, a snap towel Thursday.
Okay.
All right, maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
I gotta find it. I haven't used it.
Or Friday, whatever the day is. All right, if you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And we are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 on this morning's show. And I believe for the first time ever here on WEEI, we will go inside the warped female brain. Woo. At 8:20 on today's show.
This is.
I said, don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cried out nickels for your pity.
The
gasoline boys downtown sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city.
Not his best stuff, Ken. Not my favorite Bruce song. Not my favorite Bruce song.
Well, it's hard to be a saint in the city, but Saint Patrice delivered. Patrice Bergeron.
Unbelievable.
My man.
The guy Bergeron. He deserves more adulation in this city.
Yes, he does.
He gets
Fergie.
It.
It's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Yep.
He deserves more adulation in our city.
Yep. And instead of focusing on those in our sports world who don't get it, I'm sure Curtis will focus on those coming up. You got to love this sentiment from Patrice, who, I mean, I know you guys felt like the blackout didn't matter, but I think this makes an impact when you go to this length. As he said,
could you correct? You're starting off with misinformation. My whole lead is about correcting the record. It's not that we didn't care about the blackout. Danielle and I felt it should have been done the right way, which was disappearing from social media. Not thinking that you have ended a major crisis in our country by posting something on social media. But go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the key is, from Bergeron's post, he will not be quiet anymore. Silence is not an option. This will be more than an Instagram post, as he alluded to when he donated money. And I think the key line is, it is time to truly acknowledge this cry for help. Now, I am not a black man, as you know, Danielle.
You could, if you were any less black, you'd be clear.
Ken, opaque may be a more appropriate color, but that's all right.
I imagine this has a great impact. Wiggy tweeted, "This is what we need for real change."
Yeah,
and I think you can all feel that, reading that.
Yeah, and wrote a couple checks, too. Significant donations, which I thought was great.
Yesterday afternoon, I was in several appointments, turned my phone on, and not knowing what Drew Brees had done, I presumed that he shot 10 innocent people on the streets of New Orleans and then lit his house on fire. Then I realized he said that he thinks people should stand for the national anthem. And then the world reacted with the most insane overreaction I have ever seen. I don't know Drew Brees from Adam. He seemed like a genuinely nice guy, and I saw him with dozens of fans from all races, which I don't even understand why I have to say that, after he joined our show at the event about a month ago.
Yeah, at Granite.
Yes. And he couldn't have been nicer. Took selfies for like an hour.
Yep.
Has donated $35 million through his foundation to people on great causes. And LeBron James led the crowd with his pitchforks calling out Drew Brees. Let me explain something to you. Your actions, LeBron, speak far greater than your words. And you have agreed to a $1 billion lifetime contract with Nike. Do you know what Nike? I just looked this up this morning. According to the Worker Rights Consortium, they went into the Vietnam Nike factory and they found, quote, incidences of wage theft, forced overtime, restriction on workers' use of toilets, exposure to toxic solvents, and padlocked exit doors within the facility.
Sounds like EEI.
I can't.
EEI.com.
I can't stand people like Ken yesterday saying that this took balls to turn up the blacked out thing, when the reality is people say they want discourse and conversation. They want submission. They don't want to have a conversation, because all Drew Brees said was what he felt about the national anthem. And I didn't realize that that was a controversial take, to say that you should stand for the national anthem. I find it to be absurd. Our nation is not looking to figure things out. They just want you to agree and go away.
Curtis, I couldn't have said it better myself. I agree with you. You should be allowed at this point or any point in this country to have an opinion on our Star Spangled Banner, which does not involve race. Either way, we should all support whatever your opinion is, whatever your choice is. I thought this country was all about being able to choose and choosing how you wanted to do something, what you wanted to do, and the way in which you want to do it. So, Nick, what do you got?
But as many black athletes said yesterday following Drew Brees' comments, you have to be careful in the way in which you word your sentiment, though it is a free country and you can say what you want. You have to tread lightly because trending this morning, Greg, in the overreaction of cancel culture, hashtag Drew Brees is canceled.
He's canceled.
I don't understand how Drew Brees won't be Dunsky at this point. Drew Brees, the man who came in and said, hey, New Orleans post-Katrina, get on my back.
Yeah.
I'll save you. Drew Brees, the man who has been the face and figure of a sports world for a city, one of the great American cities in recovery for a decade and a half, a patron saint, generous activist, but now he is finito. And all I would like to say is, though I don't agree with the overreaction, but I understand why his comments may have upset one and many people yesterday, to the likes of Tom Brady and others who we've said time and again, hey, shouldn't you say more? Hey, how come Tom Brady and everyone else who's prominent and awesome isn't out front? Be careful what you say. Tom, you know what? A couple of those stories with the prayer hand emojis and the things that you've done so far, playing in a golf match and splitting your pants, you're good. You're good. You're honestly, Tom, stay where you are. Everyone, Stidham, you did your little thing. You cooked a steak with Kennedy and you said all Black Lives Matter. You're good, guy. Because look what happens when you decide to speak from your heart.
All right, mm-hmm. Nick. Thank you.
We have been on lockdown for, I don't know, 8, 9 weeks, 10 weeks. I don't even know what the number is at this point. And you remember those old stories about the guy that fell into the coma and then woke up years later and the world was different?
Yes.
There's kind of a similar-ish story happening with a man who went on a silent meditation retreat in Vermont. His name is Dan Thorson. Back in March, he went into this tiny cabin in Vermont. He hasn't had access to the outside world, no news, no internet, no phone, no nothing. He hasn't talked to anybody. So when he went in there, the coronavirus pandemic was only really just beginning.
Right.
So he had like kind of a hint that something was up when he went in. Can you imagine coming out of a silent retreat after 75 days to be like, hey, Bob, so we got to update you on some stuff.
Right. He's like, I can't wait to get to that Dunkin' Donuts in Brockton with my Drew Brees jersey on.
Right.
I was saying.
Too soon. Greg, I mean, hashtag Greg Hill is canceled.
There was actually just a poll. Bin Laden has higher favorability numbers than Drew Brees this morning.
I believe it. I totally believe it.
So he had virtually no idea what was happening when he walked out yesterday.
The first thing he did, much to Curtis's dismay, was log onto Twitter to get like the most succinct update that he could on what was going on. Mm-hmm. And he said, there's a piece in the New York Times about it. And he's like, I just kept scrolling and scrolling and I couldn't even wrap my head around everything that was going on.
All right. My lead this morning is about correcting the record. As I mentioned earlier, Ken has been insisting that our president retreated to a bunker in the White House over the weekend over concerns about protesters. And yesterday, Ken, the president made it clear that he did no such thing.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day, and I was there for a tiny, little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection. There was no problem during the day. The problem, I saw Leland got whacked pretty good, but that was during the night. And these problems are during the night, not during the day. Mm-hmm. And I go down, I've gone down two or three times, all for inspection. Mm-hmm. And you go there, someday you may need it.
Mm-hmm. See, Ken? Nothing to see. You're just inspecting the bunker.
Is that what you're doing at Capitol Grill every night?
I'm sure he does that all the time. Guy probably has to inspect every part of the White House all the time.
And
right,
by
Curtis?
The way, judging by his report from his doctor yesterday, the guy is in tip-top shape. Yes. Perfect blood pressure, six-pack abs, locked and loaded.
All of it. Tip-top. That's where I make my funny videos. Go on to the tip-top. I did a tip-top about what great shape I'm in yesterday. Fit as a fiddle.
All right.
Play it, Nero.
Let's just be clear. When it comes to the record, he just was inspecting the bunker for a very short period of time. All right, Ken? Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. If you want to be on, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Here is Ken with what is trending right off the bat this morning.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. And with one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified. Well, Drew Brees getting backlash from across the sports world. How about Yahoo Finance getting the boom yesterday for the interview and the statement, the quote, never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America, end quote. The McCourty twins have called it a disgrace via Twitter. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers via Instagram saying it has never been about an anthem or a flag. Richard Sherman saying on Twitter that Brees is beyond lost. He is trying to avoid uncomfortable conversation by injecting the military into talks about brutality and equality. And Malcolm Jenkins was very emotional, his teammate.
Several teammates appear to be upset by it. So what is your guess? Do you feel like that he is not behind center when the football season begins, hopefully, in September?
No, I mean, he's already reached out to Jenkins. I think that would be stunning. Do you think he retires?
I really hope he does, because those teammates that didn't want Drew Brees on their team or were talking about him, about week two, are going to be begging for him to come back and be the quarterback of their team.
That would mean it would be Jameis and Taysom. Oh, that would be a bridge.
There's a little Jenkins.
Our communities are under siege, and we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those and push them throughout the world, the airways, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
Now, he deleted that post, and I guess they're in talks, in discussions, but man, that is what a tinderbox it was yesterday.
And one quick further note on LeBron James. Do you remember when the NBA China fiasco was going on? When the GM of the Rockets said that he stood with the protesters in Hong Kong? LeBron James said that he wasn't educated on the topic, meaning Daryl Morey, and he ripped him for stepping out on Twitter for standing with people who were being oppressed. So when it affects LeBron's pocket, he is more than willing to look the other way and ignore it and blame those who were stepping out and actually looking for action and change within a society.
NBA today intends to approve the 22-team format, the return-to-play format, which gets Curtis a free dinner from Wiggy, restarting the season in Orlando, 12:30 conference call. 13 teams from the West, 9 from the East, 8 regular season games, and then a possible play-in for the 8th seed, plus the postseason, and the Celtics might get the parquet floor delivered to Orlando. How about that oddity? Awesome. They might allow the home courts to be shipped.
Yeah, actually, that would be awesome, I think. Pretty cool. It'd be great.
I worry about the COVID transmission on that. But
also, is MLS, are they also going to play at Disney? Did I hear that?
Yes, that's true. I think over the weekend they settled on a plan on that. Yeah. Major League Baseball, unfortunately, not looking so good. The owners have rejected outright the 114-game regular season and told the union they are not planning a counterproposal. So,
Bradford, are we going to get baseball this year?
We'll see about that. It's not looking very good.
Boy, saw Bradford yesterday, of course. And,
I want to know.
He seemed a little down at the, I think, at the turn of events yesterday.
Really? He was upset? He didn't like the show? I have to hear about the trip to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything went okay. Nobody got the virus. I mean,
we'll find out in 2 weeks. Okay, but, right. 5 days.
But just to get on the record, for the third time, I've said on the record, you left the house, ventured outside.
Yes, we did.
There was photographic evidence on Instagram.
I know.
Oh, there was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Later.
We will. All right. Okay. Pros and cons of that trip. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality, and now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that. And of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America.
So those are some of the comments that Drew Brees made, which started a gigantic backlash yesterday. And Curtis addressed it in his lead. Nick addressed it in his lead. And I'm sure you have an opinion on it this morning. I know when it comes to teammates, whomever, Michael Thomas said, you know, essentially that he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'll paraphrase. Others are bothered by that. Do you think that, I mean, we're 2 months away from the start of the NFL season, mm-hmm. hopefully, crossing fingers. Do you think that that leads to issues when it comes to the Saints locker room for Drew Brees?
I don't know, but I have to tell you, this just hit me during the break, and very rarely do I think of things. Drew Brees to the Patriots. Oh. Think about it.
Okay.
Belichick and good Peyton Lord. Are good buddies. Trump has a home in Foxborough. I mean, they're basically his northern base. I mean, everybody there voted for him. You trade two first-round picks for Drew Brees, and Belichick gets to win without Brady with Brees, and the Saints get the massive headache and distraction out of their locker room. Mm-hmm. Win-win.
Two first-round picks. So you basically just cancel all the good work they've done.
Have you seen Belichick's drafting lately?
Two first-round draft picks, sit Stidham, and then you get Drew Brees for a season. And the McCourty brothers say what?
Oh, so then we're worried about the McCourty brothers? I mean, this is Drew Brees.
I get it, but like you want to talk about all-in, Curtis. Jesus.
No, I just think it's amazing how everybody's discussing how people need to be heard. Well, unless you're saying what they want you to say. They don't want to hear anything that doesn't align with what they think.
Well, we are Curtis, supposed to be having a national discussion, correct?
That's what Wiggy says. We need to have discussions. Right? Well, when Brees says something honestly that he feels to Yahoo Finance, the whole world tells him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want a conversation. We want capitulation.
This is Eddie. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Eddie?
So I kind of agree with that. I mean, if all the protests are asking for everybody to be considered equal and we should all have this kumbaya moment, then Drew Brees is allowed to have his opinion. Okay? I used to love Wiggy, and lately that whole militant crap is getting a little too strong. Okay? The fact of the matter is, what everybody doesn't realize, we're all being played like puppets. You're being told to look away from the corona stuff. Oh, look over here. Now we have protesters. Oh, now we have this. If everybody stopped with this, individual out.
Well, the corona's gone. Ken, the coronavirus is gone.
Stop that.
Right?
Stop that.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying is, it's like it's always the next thing. And then everybody gets all militant. So now Drew Brees says, hey, I don't like what they're doing with the flag. I don't either. I'm a vet. I serve this country. So I don't like what goes on when they kneel either. But you know what? I took an oath to defend the Constitution. They have their right to protest. Just like he has the right to open his big mouth and say something stupid.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Joe. Morning, Joe.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
What's going on?
You know, I don't know. We're in like an upside-down world because Monty Walsh, Governor Baker, Rachel Rawlings, they're all lecturing us of how we need to change when they are the system. Why don't they, if they put a Corona task force in place, why couldn't they put a task force for race relations? Why doesn't it start at the training academy at the police force? Why don't they go deeper into race relations there? Why don't they change the system that they control?
Great question. I mean, I, in general, am not a fan of task forces because I don't think that they get much done. But you are...
Well, you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. No, you're getting at...
They have the power to change.
But you're getting at essentially what Curtis said during his lead this morning, which is that we are, when it comes to whatever the topic is, we are supposed to have a national discussion on it. But if someone dares to express their opinion and it doesn't agree with what the majority opinion may be at the moment, then that person is canceled. I mean, as Nick said this morning,
listen at this.
Yes.
So I just want to take it a little bit to sports correlation. When an NFL team is looking to bring on a top pick, they put them through the Wunderlich test and they put them through all psychological tests to try to get them going. If, in fact, the police are recruiting people and they give them a psychological test and in any way, shape, or form it shows up that whether the person is white, black, or whatever, that they have tendencies to be racist, they should not be allowed to become a police officer.
Absolutely.
Those tests have to be able to be out there and put into place. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is this, in order for the system to change, the system has to change. And to quote my good friend LB, nothing changes if nothing changes.
You're right. Yes, you are right.
I think part of the issue here is that when people try to speak up about, if there are two sides to an issue, if you try to bring up any point that doesn't address the central conflict, you're going to get lambasted. And that's exactly what's happening with Drew Brees here. Like Richard Sherman had tweeted out, that uncomfortable conversation you're trying to avoid by injecting military into a conversation about brutality and equality is part of the problem. And I don't think, at least it's not my opinion, that Drew Brees is trying to ignore everything else that Cap was kneeling for and the rest of the part of the difficult conversation. I think it's just that he's trying to bring up his point, like you said, about his opinion. And that's the unfortunate thing, is that there are many people who will allow you to bring up an opposite point of view or another viewpoint on something during a conversation, and you can go forward with it. There are a large majority, not just with this discussion, but across the board with any debate that you might have, that will automatically say, because you're bringing up another point, that means you don't care. And I don't think that's the case.
And I think what happened yesterday wasn't just for people to yell at Drew Brees for not agreeing. It is to bully him and anybody who agrees from him into submission so that there is no longer a platform for people to disagree.
Well, you think that's a part of it, is, you know, instructing people that, you know, if you're going to say something that may not agree with what they feel, that you're going to be, you know, clapped back at. So then you question whether or not you should say it.
And that's exactly why, Greg, a lot of people are not comfortable speaking out when you have such tense conversations as these and such important ones as these that affect so many people. I think a lot of people want to be part of the discussion, but they're afraid, because I think if they, you know, one classic example from this week, so many people were asking, you know, from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all races, saying, what can I do? How can I help? And one of the big rallying cries I heard was, if you have to ask, you're part of the problem. And I don't think it's an issue. If you haven't, just because you don't know the way to approach a problem doesn't mean you're part of it.
No.
If you genuinely want to get involved and help somewhere, you know, you want to turn to people who can guide you and say, okay, well, what's the best way for me to approach that? Like, I'm heavily involved in animal rescue. If someone came to me, and I understand that that's not the same thing as race relations, I'm just making an example of what I'm involved with before someone texts in about it. You know, if someone were to come to me and say, how can I help prevent animal cruelty? How can I get involved with this? You know, I wouldn't say to them, well, if you don't know, then you're part of the problem, just because someone maybe isn't aware of something. You know, I think the awareness is lacking in a lot of places on this planet. And if you're wanting to increase your level of awareness about something and you're proactive about it and you take action, I think that's a good thing.
718 texter says, there is something intensely erotic about you saying lambasted. And 203 texter, which I think is Connecticut, says you sound rather hungover this morning.
No, it's a high grass allergy day.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right. Yes.
Well,
I wish I drank last night, but I didn't.
I don't agree with that last sentiment. If people are saying, you know, don't start a conversation, or, you know, if you have to ask the question, I don't agree with that.
You don't. But you have to ask the question, you're part of the problem. You don't agree with that.
But for Breeze to be asked the question about the race relation issue and police brutality, and him to pivot now to the military and the flag in the same 2017, you're now trying to put myself in the aggrieved party's situation. You're mm-hmm. saying this tipping point, right. These rallies, these protests across the world right now that are happening, you're trying to push that aside. You're not engaging. You're not feeling it. You're not hearing what's going on right now. And I think it's just insulting.
It's not, but what's insulting is that you have a guy like Drew Brees who, by all accounts, has done immense things for the neighborhoods around New Orleans, especially following the disaster of Katrina, and you are literally throwing a lifetime of work away because of one sentence on Yahoo Finance, because it doesn't nicely align with your belief structure.
Curtis, these are exceptional times. This is 30 years from the Rodney King beatings until what we saw, the Floyd murder, of 30 years of a race being kept down by police brutality.
And a race that has been lifted up by Drew Brees in New Orleans for over a decade.
Mind you, also, Drew Brees in 2017 did take a knee alongside all of his teammates as well. So he's been in solidarity with them. This isn't a new issue to him in any way, shape, or form. But I think, and I mentioned McCourty earlier, and I'll pivot back to that, Curtis, only because I see how important his voice is now and why Belichick prioritized bringing him in, not just for his on-field, but for his off-field skills. I think of all the athletes yesterday, Greg, prominent secondary who clapped back or responded to Breeze, Devin McCourty's was the best response. He said, "To speak about your grandfathers as if there weren't black men fighting next to them, those men later returned to a country that hated them. Don't avoid the issue and try to make it about a flag. Fight like your grandfathers for what's right." That's the right response. Drew Brees was incidentally tone deaf. He shouldn't be canceled, but he obviously should be feeling some heat for what he said.
What?
He didn't say anything,
in my opinion, that was offensive to anybody's grandfather who served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
To the contrary, he was saying those people that served are being honored. And I believe he knows that there are both African-Americans, whites, Hispanics, that are all in the military that are being honored for their sacrifices. So he's allowed to make $25 million to throw a football.
Curtis, I'm not the guy who's pointing to a picture of him sitting next to Donald Trump, thank you, in a luxury box saying, like, now we know Drew Brees is real colors, everybody. Yeah, Drew Brees is canceled. That's not what this is about. But to just point right to that and be like, I can never agree with that, makes it seem like he doesn't understand when we all know that he does.
Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II. One in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better and that we are all part of the solution.
Entitled to his opinion or not?
I mean, of course he's entitled to his opinion, but okay, bad timing, bruh. I'll echo the sentiments of Steven Jackson. Okay. You know,
too soon? Is that what you're saying, Ken? Too soon? Bad timing?
Yeah, like, feel, okay. But then feel what's happening
supposed,
in the moment.
Then he's just supposed to shut up then.
Do you believe...
Because his opinion
do you
does
believe,
not align.
No, do you believe that Kaepernick knelt and other players in the NFL knelt to disrespect the flag?
No.
I don't. I, no.
Okay, then.
No.
So Breeze is, like, he's conflating two issues. He's still stuck in 2017.
He's not allowed
to... He's misunderstanding the message.
He's not allowed to tell everybody why he stands?
He's asked a question about police brutality.
You can't have the discussion without addressing both things, because they're both there. That's his viewpoint. You can't just stay silent about it.
We have spent years, not me, but you have spent years on this station, rightly so, discussing why Cap and other players knelt.
Right.
Why can't Drew Brees tell you why he stands without being canceled?
Greg. All we are told by the African American population and those that are protesting is that we need to have a conversation in this country, an honest conversation about race. So Drew Brees, whatever you agree, disagree, gives a thoughtful answer regarding how he perceives the national anthem, what it means to him, why he stands with his hand over his heart. And then he is literally killed.
Does he discuss race in there?
He doesn't discuss civil rights movement.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that's the point. It's a discussion about race. Now he's discussing the military.
The question about standing for the national anthem has turned into being Drew Brees' opinion on race.
He was asked, do you want to play the question?
No, I heard the question.
He wasn't asked how he feels about the flag.
He also said that he's standing for those who fought for civil rights in the 60s. All right. We got to take a break, but I know you want to talk about it. So we'll get to that, your calls, and we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More of the Greg Hill Show.
Greg Hill Show.
Now on WEEI.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together, we can all do better, and that we are all part of the solution.
That's former NFL quarterback Drew Brees and the comments that he made yesterday, which have led to a big backlash, and Donald wants to talk about that this morning. Hey, Donald, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
You guys, you're still missing the point. It's not 90% of what Drew Brees said was wonderful, but his first statement, if you don't agree with what I agree with, I don't see you, and that's the problem. See, Foster had the same conversation with somebody, and he said to the person, I understand your point. Can you understand mine? Mm-hmm. I can see where you're coming from. Please see where I'm coming from. But what Drew is saying is, if you don't agree with me, then I don't see you. Okay? Now, people are all upset about the kneeling at the national anthem and the flag. But now, when a player gets hurt on the field, all the players take a knee for that hurt player. So our country is hurt. And the only time that we can bring attention to it is one of the few times when we talk about or look at our country, which is the national anthem, the 4th of July, and Memorial Day. Okay, so if we don't do it when the focus is on the flags or is on the country, when can we do it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, listen, Drew Brees, I love the way he looks at this flag when he sees it. I'm glad it inspires him of his grandfathers and his, you know, of what they did and how they fought. But I don't see that when I look at it. I look at it and I see oppression for my people all the way until now. So I'm not asking you to feel the way I feel, but I'm asking you to understand the way I feel. I can understand your jubilation, and I don't come down on you for feeling that way. So why is it then that I have to stand up before you see my point? Why can't you look over and see me kneeling down and say, hey, why is this guy kneeling, and what can I do to get him to stand up? Instead of saying, yo, you need to stand up.
Okay, Donald, because we should be having a discussion, a national discussion about all of this, right? So in the case of Drew Brees, what upsets you is when he says, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag. That's what's is upsetting to you, correct?
Right.
Okay, all right.
It is, we're not disrespecting the flag.
Okay.
We are actually respecting the flag. We're telling you that our flag is hurt. Our country is hurt. Our player is down. And we need all the players to take a knee until our player gets up.
Okay. So that is in Donald's case, that is the issue. The beginning of that statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Okay.
I think there are various ways in which you can interpret that statement. And I'm not giving my opinion on what it does mean, but I think you can look at it and say, you can look at it because I see both sides of this. You can see the side where you say that Drew Brees is saying, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag, just from the simple standpoint of whatever the action might be. And I also see the other side where people see it as him saying, I will never agree with disrespecting the flag.
By kneeling.
No matter what your gripe is, no matter what your oppressive experience has been, no matter however you want to phrase why the person is kneeling, people are reading a lot into a sentence, and you can do that with anything to fit how you want it to be. But I think that there are some very real takes from people who are hurt by that as well.
This is John. Hey, John.
Hello. Yes. I'd just like to say, Greg, thank you for the show and the conversation. I am a U.S. Navy veteran. I fought for our freedom, and I gave up my freedom. My father also was a U.S. Navy veteran. My grandfather was an Army veteran. My other grandfather was a U.S. Air Corps veteran. My great-great-uncle, great-great-whatever-how-many-times, is Andrew Garfield, President of the United States, assassinated. And I just want to say that I fought for our freedoms and gave it up so people could have freedoms. You know, people have a right to protest at funerals, too, and they do to get attention. Is that okay? And let me just say that the time for the flag is for the Americans, and is for all Americans, and is for veterans who fought for that. And to take that time, why can't they take a knee before the national anthem and talk about racial issues? They don't have time for that. Nobody can figure that out. It's disrespectful. Not all veterans will hate it, but I guarantee you that if these people want to kneel and cause a problem and turn the American flag into more about Black Lives Matter or something else than about the freedoms of America and what we believe in, then I will never watch another sporting event the rest of my life. I don't care about any of it. I never liked Drew Brees. I love Drew Brees now. I love Drew. I didn't even like him.
John, not to digress, but did you say your great-great-uncle was President Garfield?
I said however many greats it goes. Yes, my great-great-uncle was Andrew Garfield. Not only that, my grandmother was also she wasn't actually a daughter. She's a granddaughter of the American Revolution. Okay, so my family is very patriotic, all right? And I don't want to hear another word from anybody about Black Lives Matter if they have to kneel during the American flag. They're taking me away from the conversation, and I will never listen to them again. And there's many people like me, believe it. I don't want to hear that story. There was nothing racial when that man killed that guy. He did murder him. It's horrible. It's despicable. It's disgusting. What was racial about it? There was all different races there. Nobody said a racial slur. Nobody did anything bad. So I just want to know what's racial about it and how this became racial. Thank you.
Well, speaking of famous Americans, and
Ken's head is about to explode.
Yeah.
I really like that guy's call, you know, guys. Speaking of which, later on today, we'll surface that call. Top five Garfields on WEEI.com. One, the cat.
The
boy,
cat.
He hates
the cat
Mondays.
Is number one,
it's got to be one.
Absolutely, Bradfo.
Absolutely, Greg.
Cat is
you're
number
doing
one.
Totally Bradfo. Two, President James Garfield. Three, Andrew the actor. Didn't really like his Spider-Man very much. More Tobey Maguire here.
Did you not hear Ken say this morning that during their time together at the beach yesterday, Bradfo is not a fan of you doing Bradfo
on the show?
Well, he
didn't say that, but he looked down.
It was implied.
It was a four-hour beating yesterday.
You know, I may have looked down, but you know what's looking up? Ken Laird's column on WEEI.com. We're getting all the clicks we need.
The flip went switched.
This has been, interesting times, checking in with a bunch of friends that I haven't heard from in a while. And last night, one of my best friends from high school told me that his sister just had a child, and they named him Benjamin Franklin.
Like Benjamin Franklin,
then
last
name.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
It's better than Cube. Or
what a disaster.
AE712. Wi-Fi password.
And the dad is probably listening right now, so good job, Chris.
It's a great name.
This is Ron.
It's like Tom Brady Stevens.
Bingo. This is Ron from Dedham. What's up, Ron?
Yeah. Listen, for what Drew Brees has done for humanity, I consider him a living saint. No pun intended as Saints quarterback. I mean, the guy is, he's got his views, you know. And one more thing about Colin Kaepernick. Look at what he's done with his kneeling. His admiration for Castro, the Sox. What NFL team would want this baggage? I'm a vet who would never, ever take a knee during the national anthem. Thank you.
And this is, you know, this is why this national discussion is going to be very difficult.
Yes.
And this is not going to be over in a week, or is not going to be solved by posting a black square on your social media feed and then wringing your hands together and saying, "I'm done.
I helped."
Yes.
You know how bad it got last night, Greg? Did you hear that there was an F Drew Brees chant in New Orleans?
No.
Yes, at a protest rally, the man who basically is credited with saving in lots of ways, the patron saint of New Orleans, there was an F Drew Brees chant in New Orleans at a protest.
I have an idea for Bradford that we do a power rankings of best reaction post to the awful murder of George Floyd. So right now, Patrice Bergeron is number one in the power rankings.
Yes.
And Drew Brees is at the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, but you can contrast what Drew Brees has done with what Patrice Bergeron said and did. And you have certainly have both sides of the spectrum represented there. And,
yeah,
you know,
who you try you. It's the stupidest thing to say. You'll never find anyone who disagrees with a single sentiment from Patrice Bergeron. Not that Drew Brees should have reacted like him, but you got to be more Bergeron, Greg.
This is Will. Will, what's up?
Will.
Will.
Yeah, can you hear?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
All right. Yeah, I got some quick concerns. I'm hoping you guys got a minute. First, yeah. I want to say, to the caller, Donald, I appreciate everything you said. It was some great words that you said. Second, for the guy that called after, or the vet that was talking about his great whoever, the problem that I'm having, and I think the problem that many other African Americans are having, is the fact that kneeling for the flag wasn't a sign of disrespect. And what's happening is, when Colin took a kneel, he took a kneel so stuff like that just happened to George Floyd wouldn't happen. And so when I hear people that still don't understand why he did that or why that's happening, it bothers me to the core because I don't get how you don't understand that. Now, the problem that I'm having this morning is when I tune, I listen to you guys every day.
Yep.
I'm a truck driver. I start in the morning at 2:00. I listen to everybody else. Nobody has a good show like you guys. So what I'm conflicted right now is do I still want to continue listening to this show? And the reason I say that is because when I first turned the radio on, it seemed like you guys were
making light of or not really taking this situation as serious as it should be taken. Eric Curtis laughing at a few things. And then with the whole Drew Brees thing, you know, to not even understand why people are feeling the way they felt about what he said and to make light of it. It seemed like, at least that's how I took it, that you guys were making light of it or not really taking it as serious as it should be. The only thing I think of is if the shoes were turned, and I don't wish slave, I don't wish none of this on no one. The police brutality, slavery, that black, none of that, I wish that none of that existed. But if the shoes were turned and the African-Americans were the dominant and the Caucasians were slaves, how would you all feel? Would you be going through the same thing, trying to be heard? Would you be out there protesting, trying to be heard, fighting for your rights? Or would you be sitting back and just doing whatever, letting it happen?
So
you guys have a good moment.
I want to have a discussion. So you said you listen every day, no show. This is unlike any other show. That's why you listen. Have we not had a discussion with our ears open over the last
that it seems, I'm not saying you guys are, it seemed when I turned the radio on, I was already listening to your radio station from last yesterday, the preview from this morning, you guys came on and you started talking about it and I heard you guys laughing and I just,
well,
because it's
Will,
such a sensitive topic.
No, I think, listen, you're not going to like the show if you don't like those who try to find things that can relieve the tension and the absolute anxiety of discussing serious things by finding some part of it to laugh about. I think that that's a really important thing, and I think it's missing in this country where humor has disappeared in a lot of cases. So
you are absolutely right. It's the scripture in the Bible that says laughter heals the soul. Laughter is good for the soul.
Yes.
But the time that we're in right now, and especially given the fact, you know, about Drew Brees, what he said. So what Devin McCourty is talking about, and I don't think when someone, who I don't know who that was earlier this morning that said, what about Bill taking a trade and bringing him over to the Patriots, and then someone was like, you think Devin McCourty would appreciate that or agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would allow, I'd lose, at least if it was me, I would risk losing for the rest of the year, for the rest of my life, than to have somebody on my player. Look at that lady, Amy Cooper. She's a Democrat. She supports Barack Obama. She supports black people. But what does she do in New York City? Is in the park. She called the police and said there's an African American male. You know what's in the heart comes out. What's deep down in the heart? That's what's happening with these cops. What's in the heart really comes out. And the fine example with Amy Cooper, and I'm not saying that's Drew Brees, but what's in the heart comes out. It doesn't matter how much you've given to the community. It doesn't matter what you've done. You know, all that gets wiped away because what's in that heart comes out.
Wait, right. Could you root for the Patriots if Drew Brees was the quarterback?
No, but I would root for the – you know who I'd root? I'd root for the Patriots if we had – If we were starting Brian Hoard for the rest of my life. I mean, Brian Hoard, it's just the fact that I can't accept
Drew Brees said he doesn't agree with people kneeling during the national anthem. You would rather have Brian Hoyer as the quarterback of the Patriots than Drew Brees.
So here's the here's what I'm going to say.
No, I'm just asking that.
Can I explain why really quick? Can I just give me a second to explain why? I say that because Drew Brees is still not understanding the fact that people that are kneeling are not doing that to disrespect the flag. When Colin Kaepernick first set for the flag, a veteran told him that's disrespectful. So you know what he did? He kneeled, and the veteran said, okay, that's better. He was fine with that. Us kneeling is not disrespecting the flag. You know what the flag stands for? Equality. Black people have not had equality and ever. And so what's happening is when we're trying to be heard, we're kneeling. You know, it's like you say, help me. And then you get louder, help me. And then finally you scream to the top of your lungs, and that's what's happening now. That's why these people are looting, being destructive. I'm not saying that's okay because I don't want no one looting my business. But what's happening is these people are frustrated, they're angry, they're hurt. There's so much frustration that this is what they're doing just to be heard. And I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not saying the protesting is fine, but the looting is a whole different story. But that's what's happening because of all this anger, frustration, and not being heard.
And what's happened is people that are not understanding this making it worse. No one's asking you guys to listen and tell us, yes, you're right, you're right, you're right, and what you're saying is right, and that's the only way. Of course, everyone has opinions, but let's be human for a minute. You know, let's be human. This stuff is not right. And if anyone can't agree with that, then this is crazy. You guys have a good morning, though.
All right.
You well, too. Thank you.
Thank you. So,
how do we know where Brian Hoyer stands on the anthem?
Brian Hoyer.
I'm assuming that Will, and we ran out of time with him, or he was out of time, and appreciate the phone call. I'm assuming that he believes, based on that comment from Drew Brees, that he is racist, right? That's what he was saying, that Drew Brees is...
I don't think he said that.
No?
He's just not hearing the cry for help.
Okay.
Paraphrase.
So Drew Brees is not listening, and that's what we should be doing, is listening. And by making that comment, by sharing his opinion when it comes to that one action, Drew Brees is not listening.
Don't you think the military conversation here around this is like a couple of months early? Didn't Brees accelerate this like in the fall, in September, when football comes back and this becomes a bigger issue? I expected then it to resurface again, because it is a conflicting issue to make.
So when he was asked the question, he didn't say, "Oye, oye," announcement on kneeling. He was asked the question.
Actually, Greg, if I'm not mistaken, last week, I think during a crossover, and I was home, I asked Wiggy if he thought it was going to be an issue this fall, bringing the race relations issue back to the forefront and with players kneeling. And like he nails with every prediction he makes, he said, no.
But is that like a roundabout way to get to a humble brag on the fact that you called that this discussion was going to be happening?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
All right, you called it.
Okay, good for you. Right. Okay. Let me go cash my ticket at the non-existent emotional casino.
All right. Stop joking.
Stop laughing.
We got to take a break. But we will come back and be serious with the dumbest of the day next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.